Amen. Every one of us. Who cares what we do in the world? Amen. Obviously, we need to be a light for Jesus. But outside of that, you know, who cares about how big your house is? Amen. All that stuff's gonna go away. And all that's left is, what's your heart like? What happened in your heart? That's what God's looking for. I want to kind of outline what we're going to do today. I'm going to have something called, I'll just say it this way. There are lots of different types of meetings that the Bible talks about, okay? So when we think about coming to church, we have a number of different purposes. So every purpose of God needs to be embraced. Amen. I mean, if we don't know what our purpose is, we'll really get messed up. So the purposes of God have to be evident in church services. But the hard thing is, a lot of times, in fact, Jesus told Kenneth Hagin this. He said, the problem with the American church is you want to fulfill every kind of meeting in one. So he said, you just tear through it. And you only get just a little dab of praise. Then you get a little dab of worship. Then you get a little dab of the word. Then you get a little dab of giving. Then you get a little dab of serving. But you don't get anything the way God wants you to have it in fullness. Fullness. He wants us to be filled. Okay? So, one of the things that the Bible talks about, which we're going to do, is called a believer's service. You'll find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And that's when everybody brings something to the service that you can share with people. Okay? Now, in their day, their assemblies were huge, and they went all through the day, every day. Okay, so church back in the day that Jesus lived, they were there morning and evening all the time. You could go there and something was going on, all right? So it's not like it is now, and because of that, they had opportunity many times to be able to just get up and go in a service and just share with some people your testimony. Just share with some people, just like Elizabeth did. Mm-hmm. She got a blast of good things from God, and she shared them.
Yes.
Amen. And that's part of a believer's meeting. So a believer's meeting can have lots of aspects. But here are some that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 14. We ought to bring a prophecy. Amen. We ought to be bringing a teaching. We ought to be bringing a tongue. Well, I don't know of hardly any people that don't come to church without their tongue. What he's talking about is a tongue or a gift of tongues from God that can be interpreted. That's what he means. Bring that. Or bring a revelation. And I'm just going to add, or bring an exhortation or a word of encouragement. Okay? So those things help the church come together and get stronger and stronger and stronger. And then, of course, we all know that we need to have prayer in everything that we do, but then there are also things called prayer meetings when that's all you're going to do. Okay? You're coming to a meeting. We do that on Tuesday and Thursday at noon here. And what we do is come in and we worship God and then we pray. Okay? And that combination is the best way there is to pray that you can find. So you need to praise God a little bit and then go into prayer. Thank Him for hearing you and then going into prayer. So here's what I want to do while I'm yakking for just the next few minutes. I want five people to find something that David wrote in the Psalms and come up and read it for us in just a minute, okay? I'm sorry?
Yeah. Amen.
I don't know about Google, but I'm going to tell you, if you got a smartphone and you got an app on there for the Bible, they'll probably give you a search. Amen. But Google may too, but who knows? But at any rate, I'm going to give you one. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one of David's out in the middle of the prairie with the sheep. Mm. Here's what he said. Glory to God. And again, when we do this, obviously, I can't have you read, you know, for three or four minutes up here. Just give it about a minute or two. Okay? So here's what I like. This is one of my favorite portions of Scripture in Psalms. I just love this. Of course, David wrote this, and he's just talking about how great God is and how much he blesses a man that has a clean heart, clean hands, and a pure heart. And then in verse 7, he says this of Psalm 24. He says, "Lift up your heads, O gates!
Yes.
Be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in."
Yes, yes.
I don't know about much of anybody that would be out with the sheep and connecting with God so much that he saw that heaven had gates.
Mm, right.
Just stop and think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Who would know what's in heaven? Yeah. He's looking up into the heavenlies. He goes, "Whoa! Open the gates. I got to see. Wow. Blah. There's gates up there I would have never known." Wonder who they're keeping out or keeping in. "And, Father, open them that the glory of God may come in."
Yes.
What is the glory of God? It's the presence of God. Amen. He is inviting God to come be with him in a pasture. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Amen.
Be in a pasture. We had a teacher at Rhema when I got there for the first year, and Jocelyn came then the second year, my second year, her first year, and as we got to know this girl, she's a piece of work, man. This girl's from Burlington, Colorado. Anybody know where Burlington is? It'd be like David's area, you know, animals everywhere and lots of flat land. And that girl said some things that were truly astounding. She was 23, because she told us. Mm-hmm. When she was a teacher at Rhema, a professor at Rhema at 23 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, she's from a pastor's family, and every one of her siblings are all pastors or teachers. One of her sisters is married to Mark Hankins, if you've ever heard who he is. Great man of God. And so in her teaching, she said this. She said, "When I came to Rhema and began learning how to access God," she said, "I decided I was going to make a daily appointment with Jesus after I got out of school in the field behind my apartments." She was in an apartment area that they had a lot of land around there. And she said, "As soon as I'd get home, I'd get a little bite to eat. And then at 1:30 in the afternoon, I'd go out and meet God." All right. Mm-hmm. If you have a heart like that at 23 years old, you'll be standing in front of thousands of people.
Amen.
Preaching the gospel.
Yes.
And that girl's been all over the world preaching the gospel. She and her husband are wonderful ministers. And man, what a testimony that their family is. So, let's have somebody come up and read something that David wrote.
I had another scripture picked out because I'm married to the pastor and I knew we were going to do this, but the Lord gave me this one, and it fits perfect with what he just said. First, I want to say, for those of you that have never studied David, David had a lot of trials in his life. I mean, here he killed Goliath, and then, you know, the king got jealous and was trying to kill him, and David would write about it. Lord, all my enemies are pressing against me. I'm crying. My tears are my food day and night, you know, and you can read Psalms, and he writes about his troubles, and he ends it, but I will bless your name. Okay, it's not a sin to have troubles, right? We all have troubles, but you got to know where to turn to, and David knew that. And so I'm just going to read the first two verses of Psalm 42. David says, like Patsy Bierman did, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Mm-hmm. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Mm-hmm. Most people are saying, I want coffee, I want, you know, wine, cigarette, whatever. He said, my soul pants for you. And you may say, well, mine doesn't. What do I do? Well, later on, he tells us, he said, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Mm-hmm. So learn from David. In the midst of trial, he talked to his soul and said, put your hope in God. I will yet praise him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, somebody else. Who else? How many of you are shocked Richard is here? Richard, glory to God. Thank you, glory to God.
Amen. This scripture down to memory, and it's Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That particular passage, that entire chapter, Psalms 1:1, I put it to memory because it was kind of a source of instruction for me from the gentleman that wrote it. How did he manage to do some of the things in life that he did, except through the Spirit of God? And I think that's what Pastor was just talking about, that thing that David had in him as a young man. And he talks about it quite often, that thing that's on the inside of you that motivates you to do and to say the right thing, no matter what anybody else says. We're influenced a lot of times by what people say and by what people do and how we feel about it. I want to make people feel good, so I'll do what they say do. Didn't do that. He followed his heart, which was a heart after God. And so that particular, like I said, the entirety of that passage, but it started off by saying that blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. I'm just not going to do what is not right by God, is what David was saying. And so to be after God's heart, yes, we have got to have that Spirit on the inside of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. It is. No. I shouldn't be looking at the time, but we're gonna do this again. Don't get me wrong, we're gonna do this again. But we got something special that we want to do at the end of this service right now. okay? So let's have the praise and worship team come up. We are going to worship God to end this service today.
Yes.
So we'll do this again, but man, oh man, we gotta get going. Hallelujah. Everybody, this is a good time to just reach out to Jesus and say, Lord, open the gates.
Yes.
Open the gates that the King of Glory may come in, because we're going to worship Him with all of our hearts now. Now, I encourage every person in this building, one of the best places to start in worship is to get a picture of Jesus in your mind. Just ask the Holy Spirit just to give you a picture of Jesus. Just to let Him become real. And sometimes the Holy Spirit will take Him out of a still shot into video. Hallelujah. And once you get into video and audio with Jesus, then you are there. Hallelujah. And we're going to do everything we can to bring everybody to that place right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me get this right here. How great is our God?
Let's go ahead and stand up as we worship Him today.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. Himself in light, darkness tries to hide and trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God. All will sing, how great is our God. And age to age we stand. Time is in His hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! All will sing, how great is our God! Above all names, worthy of our praise, my heart will sing, how great is our God. Name above all names, He's the name above all names. Now, real quietly. How great is our God? Sing to me, how great is our God? All will see how great is our God. Father, we worship you. Yes, Father. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you. Like you, oh Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And even as my son David, that you just heard of, learned about the gates. Oh, my children, do you not know the gates are open every day? Do you not know that you can come in to my gates now? David could not in his day, but when Jesus was raised from the dead, He opened my gates to all humanity. So rejoice and be glad and access my throne. Rejoice and be glad and never leave my home. For you are my children and I am your dad. The best one you will ever have. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Glory to God.
And I saw a picture as Diane was giving that message in tongues of a huge, I'm sure it was heaven, a kind of a castle-like golden, you know, like we've seen pictures with light. But I saw all these rooms and I saw one big key. And I saw these words, worship is the key that will unlock.
Yes.
As we worship Jesus. That's when He takes us in to those rooms. Amen. I think we're going to sing one more song.
Yeah, we are. Amen.
This is an old, beautiful song called I Will Come and Bow Down. And so let's worship Him today. And we're not going to worship Him to get stuff. We're going to worship Him because He's worthy and because we love Him and we honor Him. And we encourage you to come down front. To bow before Him, to give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords our honor.
Yes, Father.